Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Time now for another look back to a fateful summer 20 years ago. This month on the show, we're looking at the summer of 94, and it's time now to discuss one of the most controversial moments of that year. No, not the O.J. Simpson trial. Not the baseball strike. Nope, I'm talking about Ace of Base. 20 years ago this summer, the Swedish pop group Ace of Base had a number one hit with this song, The Sign. The album it came from sold 9 million copies, and with their danceable electronic confections and gender-balanced band lineup, Ace of Base seemed like a logical heir to the throne of ABBA. But while lots of people loved the band, the album did go platinum 9 times over, many people didn't, which brings us to the next logical conclusion.
Soundcheck Smackdown!
Yes, it is time for a vintage 1994-era edition of our Soundcheck Smackdown, and joining me in the ring today are the radio hosts Mario Correa and Julia Cunningham. You can hear them on Entertainment Weekly Radio on Sirius XM, but today they will engage in brutal blood sport in the name of Ace of Base. Godspeed to both of you.
Yes, we will.
Welcome back.
I was going to throw a bunch of singles at you, but I'll save
9
that.
Million of them, maybe?
Yeah.
I figured.
All right, so let me ask each of you, where were you, what were you doing in the summer of 1994? Julia?
Well, I was 9 years old, so of course I fell in love with really catchy pop music. And I texted my sister last night and I said, did I actually own the single of The Sign or did I steal it from you? No response. So I'm assuming I did actually own it, and I remember possibly cracking it listening to it so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right, Mario. Cracking
Mario.
It.
I was just a couple of years out of college, and so I felt that I was very mature and earnest and had a lot to contribute to the world, and something as vapid and pointless and earwormy as The Sign was beneath me.
Snob.
So for the 9-year-old, for the 9-year-old Julia, this you think this is?
I think
who
it's
this
perfect
was
for a 9-year-old. That encapsulates the entirety of The Sign. Let's keep it to 9-year-olds. But the
it's
problem was
fair.
It wasn't kept to 9-year-olds.
No.
All the rest of us had to.
It swept the world, Mario. The world.
What did you love about it? What do you love about it? Because you clearly still do love it.
I still really enjoy it. I think it is just kind of one of those songs that gets in your head. Like, you can listen to it 100 times as a 9-year-old, and it just stays kind of surface. You know, it's just kind of catchy. Mm-hmm. It just kind of stays with you. And I think especially for children, it's the same way, like, kids love Beyonce. There's just, like, a certain rhythm, you know, that I think I just became obsessed with as a child.
Let's hear it. Ace of Base, The Sign. With The Sign, huge hit that summer of 94, and the subject of our Soundcheck Smackdown, Mario Correa, Julia Cunningham, the hosts of Entertainment Weekly Radio with me here in the Soundcheck studio. Now, Julia, you were just saying that as a 9-year-old, you know, the surface of the song was something that your 9-year-old ears could just skim along.
Yeah.
Is there anything underneath it?
Ooh, that's where I think my argument is, like, really kind of tough to hold up to.
Swedish reggae, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. There is, you know, some Swedish interpretation of, like, reggae dubstep in there that I think really, you know, made me feel amazing. I remember watching the music video and thinking, yeah, when I grow up, I just need a fan blowing on me at all times, my shirt, like, billowing, like, waving around to this song. Lyrically, yeah, I mean, it's not the strongest. I don't think it really stands the test of time lyrically, maybe. But I do like the idea that the man who wrote it, Jonas, who is one of the members of Ace of Base, he will never tell exactly what that sign is. He likes to hold it close to him. He will not reveal what the sign is.
Oh, that makes me change my mind. No, it doesn't.
There's mystery behind it, Mario.
Oh, God.
Mystery.
What an enigma. What a Swedish reggae enigma.
Yes. Thank you, Mario. You're right.
Mario, why? Why don't you like the sign? Why have you not drunk the Kool-Aid?
Well, gosh, organizing this argument could take me all day, but I'm gonna hit the main points, John. First, you mentioned ABBA, which is often mentioned in relation to Ace of Base, because they clearly weren't influenced by being just ABBA being a humongous, seismic Swedish band, but they could also sing, which made a real sort of distinction between them and Ace of Base. I mean, literally, one of the two women, it's two men and two women, just like an ABBA, blondes and brunettes, just like an ABBA. And the brunette, Jenny, in Ace of Base, struggles to hit the notes in the song. And I'm thinking, with all that production, like, you couldn't either change the note or hit it? So that's just my first issue with it.
Nailed it.
Bring me joy. Sorry, but I deserve to be a member of Ace of Base with my level of singing. I think I'm qualified.
And what else did you not like about it?
You know, I didn't like that the lyrics sort of said nothing. I also thought that it really was too earwormy. And I realize you want a pop song to have a great hook, but I just didn't hear anything but a hook on the sign. And the incredible, like, relentlessness. I mean, literally, this song hit number one for 6 weeks non-consecutively. I mean, it literally went to the top of the charts, fell, and then people just pushed it back up because it was inescapable.
You couldn't get enough.
Yeah, well.
Could not get enough of the sign.
It was all the nine-year-olds.
Exactly. It was me, that nine-year-old buying more and more singles.
There is a very funny episode of South Park where they unfreeze a man who's been, like, frozen in time from, like, 1994 or 5. And, you know, they've put him in, like, a little cage, like, zoo-style thing with a sofa and a stereo, and it's playing Ace of Base, the sign.
Of course.
It's amazing.
So it has become a cultural touchstone.
It has. You know,
or
it really
a punchline, depending on how
or
you
both.
Look.
You know
what I find fascinating about this album, too, is that it was originally released in Europe called Happy Nation, and they couldn't get distribution in the United States. And Clive Davis heard it, and he said, we can work with this. We can make this work. And he made them change it to the sign and make that be the lead single. He said this is the hit on the album, which is kind of hilarious when we look back at it.
Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, and Ace of Base.
And Ace of Base.
Discoveries,
you know,
of Clive Davis.
Made
Clive Davis, man,
money, you know?
Evil genius.
Yeah.
Soundcheck listeners, how do you feel about Ace of Base and the sign and the summer of 1994? You can... call us at 866-939-1612. Leave us a voicemail. That's 866-939-1612. Or leave a comment on our website at soundcheck.org. Whatever you think about Ace of Base, it continues to kind of, you know, infect various parts of the interwebs. And so, you know, you troll through YouTube and you find a lot of people still doing versions of The Sign.
That last one wasn't so bad.
I know, like, see, lyrically, hold up.
I was just going to say, any of those float your boat, Mario? That last one's not bad.
You know, if I had to, if I lived in a dystopian future where I had to hear the sign again, that last version would be the one that I would hear.
That's a pop-punk version by Nate Vale and Jesse Vale. We also heard a kind of bluegrass version from Anna Vogelzang and a ukulele cover. There's always a ukulele cover of something on YouTube from Nicole He. And our Soundcheck Smackdown has been focusing on one of the big hits of the summer of 20 years ago, Ace of Base with the Sign. The song has endured. What about the band?
Ooh, I mean, there are versions of Ace of Base. The ladies no longer together, but we still have a sort of band of Ace of Base between Buddha and Joker. That's Jonas. And they together still kind of make Ace of Base work.
And hilariously, I think one of the women sued them for still using the name, so they changed it to Ace period of period base period. To make it
so
a different
smart.
Wow. Exactly, I was going to say. And that tells you
what
all
lawyer,
you need to
what
know.
What lawyer won't be fooled by that?
Exactly. That's really Ace of Base, period, in a nutshell, period.
And that is our Soundcheck Smackdown. And once again, Mario Correa, Julia Cunningham, the co-hosts of Entertainment Weekly Radio on Sirius XM. Guys, good to have you back.
Thank you.
It was fun.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.